if you are invested, and you know, most Americans are one way or the other. If you're invested somewhere, then you know that 2022 has been rough. We're off to the worst start in a long time. In fact, had more losing sessions than at any time since 1923. That's a record you don't want to set. 99 years in the making. Craig Stiles joining me, financial advisor, managing director at Ameriprise Financial Services. Craig, good to have you back.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I am well. I think you might have seen that stat. Something about 8 losing sessions in a row, or 9, whatever it was. It was more losing sessions in a row than they had had since 1923. Even worse than at the time of the stock market crash in 1929. So, wow. That's quite something.
Well, fortunately, we're not seeing the swings of that time period either. It doesn't seem like it, though, for those who are currently invested in the markets. You know, when the aspect of the feeling and need to do something at this point in time is kind of stronger than ever, and that's why many times I've talked time and time before on your show is rebalancing is probably the key at this point. I know we've rebalanced again within our portfolios over the last couple of weeks just because of the volatility that we're experiencing. One is to protect on the downside. Two is to take advantage of some stocks we wanted to get into that we thought were overpriced, but now we think are a good time to get in there. Value-type strategies, I know we've talked about, more specifically heard in some of the reports, Berkshire, for example, since they're a big, very big, strong value shop that's out there, a deep value-type discipline, they've been loading up on stocks within the first quarter of this year. So that kind of gives a good view of opportunities that different institutional strategies are seeing and viewing and kind of investing where they've been waiting for such a pullback to take place. So it is kind of that long game. And, of course, yes, the markets have had a strong pullback, but there are strategies out there that are actually up yet year to date. One example that I kind of talk about is kind of the index, the Dow Jones U.S. Dividend Index. And that actually is positive year to date. But when you take a look at what it was like back in early 2020, it was off roughly about 25% to 30% in the first quarter of 2020 when we had the pandemic was hitting and a lot of the value companies were hit really hard. Growth strategies really outperformed over that time period. It's almost flipped as it relates to the value type strategies or the dividend income strategies have performed rather well within the first quarter of this year. And then the tech companies or more growth oriented strategies have not. So to have that balance within the portfolio within there kind of gives that protection on the downside as well as capture on the upside. So
right, but where would you invest? I mean, where would you find a place to, you know, to get in and I guess that's, I'm going to relate this to being on the water in a storm. Where do you come in for safe harbor?
Well, that's a great question. But even more specifically is if you're out in the storm as it relates to it, you have to wait for the storm to pass before you can find in what direction you're heading. So in many circumstances, you always have to rely on the indicators that you have within your boat. Right. So you want to make sure that your boat is going in true north. But as you know, in many circumstances, when a wave's coming at you, you got to focus and look into the wave. Right. Because if you don't, then the boat's going to be capsized. So when you're looking at a storm, you want to focus on making sure the boat is directed towards the wave to make sure that you're not taking on more water than necessary. And that is kind of being when we talked about before, being prepared for the unexpected, making sure we have certain tools that are in place to where if clients are needing to pull money out of their portfolios and their portfolios have taken a stronger dip, this is where we put in place such as the home equity lines of credit or something along those lines to where we have the access to equities or equity in place to where they can take care of some emergency
situations. But the concern about that, and Craig Stiles here with us, that we've talked about in the past can be if you have a home equity line of credit, a HELOC as it's called, the bank can come along and say, we need you to pay that back. Right, that's part of the deal. Well, so if you're extended out there a bit, couldn't that happen, or is that not really a risk?
The aspect of utilizing a home equity line of credit, just use this as an example. Say the markets are in a downturn, you have a furnace that goes out in your house is going to cost you $5,000 to $10,000 to replace. Do you want to pull that $5,000 to $10,000 out of your portfolio, or do you want to take the $5,000 to $10,000 out of your home equity line of credit?
Well, I agree with your point.
Available. Yeah, and so from that standpoint, now you have time to where you can pay back the minimum as it relates to it until your portfolio is able to rebound. So the point is being able to basically buy time. So it's a tool that is used. Now, does a client need to utilize that? That becomes a conversation that I have with many clients when they have a long or a big-time draw out of their portfolios, because life does happen whether the markets are up or down. New roofs being put on, furnaces going out. In my situation, I've had to put in a septic system or an engineered drain field in the backyard. Well, I wasn't going to pull a significant amount of cash out of my portfolio to take care of that. But those tools for certain circumstances are made available, and then you're able to pay it back. Now, can a bank pull that back? Yes. What's the likelihood of it? Rather minimal, because typically people aren't taking out a full mortgage or a significant amount of assets for their HELOCs.
Well, so the other thing about HELOCs is I've realized is that they follow the interest rates too. So the banks are able to adjust those upwards if inflation is going too far and rates are going up. It's not a fixed rate as a general rule. So I'll give you the last word here
today.
That's
correct. No, from that perspective, I just kind of reiterate the need to do something. Before, when the markets were going up, we talked about the fear of missing out, FOMO, you know, get into Bitcoin, get into other areas. So in this circumstance, we're like, just rebalance your portfolios, make sure that you have a good balance between growth and value, and then basically go through and reallocate your portfolio accordingly. So that's what I would encourage people to do in their 401ks.
All right. Well, there you have it. Craig Stiles, everybody, Ameriprise Financial. Look him up online, anywhere in America, anywhere in Michigan. Craig Stiles, everybody. Craig, thank you as always.
My pleasure, Steve. Have a great one.
There you have it. All right. Just keep watching, adjusting, or find a professional that can get you rebalanced. That's the key. We'll have sports with Brock after this.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes.